became human. If we move on to the second part, we read in the second part of verse 12 of Luke 2 that he was wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. He became helpless. Like any other newborn, Jesus could do nothing for himself. He was helpless. And it was the custom at the time for mothers to wrap their newborns, wrap the limbs of the newborns in long strips of cloth to strengthen and to protect them. So this helpless baby in the manger would have been bound by strips of cloth. By nature, we are bound by sinful practices, by lifestyle choices that cut across God's standards for living. Perhaps we're bound by addictions or by destructive desires or out-of-control emotions. And left to ourselves, we are helpless to deal with these things that bind us. We need someone. We need someone who can draw near to us, someone who is aware and can identify with our broken humanity, someone who understands our struggles and our failures, someone who can bridge the gap between heaven and earth. Can a mere human being do this? Can an angel do it? No. The Bible teaches there's only one who can effectively do this, and that is the God-man, Jesus Christ. That's why we need to fast forward 33 years from the birth of Jesus to the crucifixion of Jesus. And we read of Jesus' body being wrapped in cloth following his crucifixion. In Luke's gospel, we read that one of his followers took the body down from the cross and wrapped it in a long sheet of linen cloth and laid it in a new tomb that had been carved out of rock. Now, I don't think this link from crib to cross is a coincidence. Jesus was born so that he could die, and in doing so would save or would rescue people, many people, from their messed up lives. Jesus was voluntarily helpless at his birth. He was apparently helpless at his death, because it looked as if he was done for there. People that were onlooking, the onlookers must have thought, he really is done for. He looks helpless. But in reality, we are the ones who are helpless. Listen to what the New Testament book of Romans says. When we were utterly helpless, not voluntarily helpless, not apparently helpless, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. And by doing this, he fulfilled the ultimate rescue package to deliver us from the penalty, the power, and eventually the presence of sin. All the wrong things that we've thought, said, or done. And then add to that all the right things that we didn't think, didn't say, and didn't do. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. Have you been saved? Have you been rescued from the mess and the brokenness of your life? And let's face it, we've all got mess and brokenness to some extent in our lives. If you haven't been rescued by him, why not even today set the record straight by asking Jesus, the God-man, the one who saves, to apply his rescue package to your life? You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. And then the final point here. lying in a manger. Jesus became human, Jesus became helpless, and now Jesus became humble.